Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Coexisting. We are back after 2 weeks away. We are so glad you are here. It is Friday.
1 week away. What are you talking about?
Well, it's been 2 weeks since we've been here, is what I mean. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I should have rephrased that. It's been 2 weeks since we've been here. But, guys, welcome. It's January 24th, 2025. And we are glad you are here. We got a lot of wrestling to talk about. But as we start every show, Maggie, how you doing?
So before we get into, you know, the mushy stuff about the Cooper effect, let me tell you what happened today. These stories always end well. So, you know, and all our fans of Coexisting, they all know. So, so yesterday, this is something I posted on my Instagram stories, by the way. So yesterday, okay. I spent about 8 minutes in the supermarket because the bag of chips I wanted was far up and I couldn't reach it. So there was no one around to help me with of chips. So what I wanted was a bag of chips. And what I got was depression that I didn't have a boyfriend that to take down the chips for me. So, wow. You know, I went into the supermarket for a bag of chips and I went out crying that I don't have a boyfriend. So this is I spent 8 minutes having an existential crisis in the supermarket and there was no one around. So here's the thing: after years and years and years, I have a crush on this guy again, and it sucks. No, stop it! Oh. It sucks. Oh. It's stupid. I don't wanna. And I've forgotten how much this freaking hurts. Okay. I hate it. I don't want this. Please go away. Do you know how I found out about this? That I had a crush? Because I'm a really, really hateful person. I'm really not, but don't tell anyone. And I started because you know, when you post something on your Instagram and you get viewers, I never look at mine. Why would I care? I started searching whether he saw my Instagram story or not. This is the stupidest thing ever. I hate it. It's what do you not understand?
No, I understand. Well, no, I'm following you. I just go ahead.
This sucks. I hate it. I want this to stop. Please. So what happened today was that I posted this story about, you know, the supermarket chips on Instagram, to which he DM'd me. He was like, they usually have these little stools on which you can climb and get the stuff that you want. And I was like, I replied to him, yes, or you can become my boyfriend and you get the chips for me. So, do you know what he replied to me?
I have no idea, but let's hear it.
He replied,
"Oh, nice."
Okay, this just sucks. Okay, I hate it here. Please get me out.
Yeah, I'm not laughing because I've been there. So, not to no, this problem, is and I don't want
all
boyfriend,
my life.
So, but
all my life, this has been an issue for all those. Well, not all, but like a great part of this. Guys, hi. We're about to get all mushy and sad now. So, Rob, if you can please play the.
Yeah, I mean,
video.
I don't know how we can get when you said we're
mushier
gonna get
than this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, we weren't really mushy there, but let's do some super chats first, if that's okay.
Okay.
Our good friend Chris says, "Hello, party people." Ryan Sullivan says, "I loved Beard Rob." Well, thank you.
Because I hadn't seen Rob since we last did the show, and when we both popped in on StreamYard, and I'm like, "You're so hairy."
All right. Let's go ahead and start this bad boy up.
Yes.
Maybe. Do, 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 do.
Yeah, so, this Cooper effect hurts a lot. So the reason there was no show last week was because Rob was wonderful enough to understand the amount of pain I was in, because last Thursday, David Lynch passed away. And for everyone that's known me for some time or since last week, I don't know, I talk about it all the time. David Lynch was a huge part of my life, his movies, his art, his love for cinema. David Lynch's work is the thing that's probably influenced me the most in my entire adult life. And the way I look at our life has directly been linked all the time to David Lynch. The guy taught me how to appreciate balance, and he taught me to appreciate the lack of closure in everything. And he made me look at all of life's ups and downs in a totally different way. I always thought that this day would come, but I was never quite prepared for it, because 2 years ago when Angelo Badalamenti died, he was the musician to give birth to all of the wonderful music that Twin Peaks was a part of, and not only Twin Peaks, a lot of David Lynch's work, but mainly Laura Palmer's theme, that's probably the best thing in the world. When he passed away, I was crushed, and back then I said, one day David Lynch is gonna pass away and I'm gonna be in like a ruin. So I took this past week just to honor David Lynch, and I'm like, how can I honor the guy when every week I watch something of his, every year, every day, every week, every month? And this was probably one of the hardest things to do, because I realized that I was never gonna wake up and say that I'm going to watch something new of David Lynch. This was the hardest thing ever. And I'm not going to talk about this a lot, because I know that people are here for, some wrestling talk. But I'm incredibly happy that I, in my life, I've persuaded people to watch his work successfully, and they've fallen in love with it. Just and this is what makes me happy, because getting to know David Lynch's art and getting into his mind is probably one of the greatest joyrides that you ever get to experience. And I know very well David Lynch's work is not for anyone. You know, it's not for anybody, everybody, and I completely understand, and I'm okay with it, because it's art isn't for everyone to understand. Art is incredibly personal, and so far I'm incredibly proud of myself for not crying for 9 minutes. So this is the, you know, yay for me. From the bottom of my heart, David Lynch, I know you're watching because you're a fan. So thank you so much. Thank you for everything. I know that he's somewhere with Angelo Badalamenti somewhere creating love, and this is what keeps me whole. The people that are in the chat right now, if you guys want to share, because by the way, I learned the news about David Lynch's passing from Corey. And I'm so incredibly happy about that, because I got to learn about this from a place of love, because Corey fell in love with David Lynch because I asked him to. And I'm incredibly happy. So, yes, from everyone in the chat, that has watched something from David Lynch, I would like you to share your most precious memories of everything that he has created in all of his life. He has a lot of incredibly disturbing short films that all of them are on YouTube. Please watch The Alphabet. The Alphabet is 4 minutes long. It is the most mindfuck thing that you will ever see. Four minutes. So yes, I will not know take much of our, you know, wrestling talk time, but I would like you guys to know that this was the reason why I couldn't do the show last week, because I just didn't feel like talking about wrestling when something huge happened for me personally. And yes, again, I know David Lynch isn't for everybody, but please watch Mulholland Drive. Please watch Twin Peaks. Mulholland Drive is the most wonderful thing you can watch if you do not want to commit towards a TV series. I know Rob adores Lost Highway. People have mostly talked about Blue Velvet, but Blue Velvet was such a rough movie for me, and I just couldn't bear. I've seen it 2 times, and I cannot. It was incredibly tough movie to get through. But yes, with that being said, I promise this is it. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for attending my, you know, speech. My life ahead will be, you know, a bit weird without David in my life, but I will always watch his art. So thank you for joining us today. We have, you know, a lot of things to talk about, to discuss. If you're live in the chat, please leave a like on the video. And even if you are watching later, you can always leave a like on the video. Please send us a super chat at the bottom of the YouTube live chat, is the little dollar sign. You can also send a humper chat at humperchats.com. If you also want your question read or a statement live on the air, it helps us keep a little bit more of the proceeds, you know, the humper chats. So we always encourage you guys to pick that option. Please subscribe to Fightful Select. It is the easiest $5, soon to be $6, that you will ever get to spend. This is probably the last days in which you can lock in the whole year worth of Fightful Select for $54. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, $54, because I, if I'm not mistaken, from February 1st we go to $6 a month. It is the best $5 you can ever spend on wrestling. I always talk about this when during this time of the year. I adore the Fightful Awards. And when you're a Fightful Select subscriber, you get to vote on the Fightful Awards, and they're such a joy to watch. And with that being said, we can finally start talking about wrestling. I'm sorry, guys, for, you know, if you're not into, you know, this, I'm sorry for taking much time. But thank you to Rob, who, you know, made me do this. Again, for me personally, the saddest Cooper effect that we've ever done.
Really. Yeah, I know how much it affected you, and his work will be missed, but the good thing about his work, it gets to live on, so.
Yeah, because it fucks with your mind so much, that's why I give it to.
Our good friend Throwback sends us a super chat. He says, say his name and he appears. I believe in Throwback. Do you guys think that Roxy versus Bayley should be a Mania match or a stand and deliver match? Miss you guys. Snap, snap.
Out. Throwback out.
Yeah.
First of all, thank you, Throwback, for thank you for the super chat. We adore you, and thank you for tuning in live. Rob, you were saying?
If anything, it's a stand and deliver match. If it doesn't happen sooner, I think it'll happen sooner than that, though, because I don't see them keeping this going till April, and I think Roxanne Perez will be up on the main roster before that. I think she's going to be on the main roster. This is my opinion. I don't know, but I think she'll be after the Rumble. She will be part of the main roster because I think she'll be throwing Bayley out. That's what I think is going to be happening.
Okay. So Bayley lost her match against Nia on Raw. So this, I hated this because out of nowhere you present Bayley on your screen and she's now a part of Raw because she was a SmackDown superstar and now she's a part of Raw and she lost her, you know, kind of debut match on Raw versus this woman that's not on Raw, but she's challenging Rhea. It's the weirdest thing. I understand why. I'm sure that Rhea Ripley is gonna destroy Nia. And again, yes, Roxy was there. She got involved in everything. I do want Roxy to be a part of the Royal Rumble while being an NXT superstar. I don't want her to get called up before that. And I can also see her throwing out Bayley. Yes. And I also want Roxy to be part of the final four. Because if right now Roxanne Perez is the one to get pushed from NXT, in my point of view. I always love when Throwback's in the chat because we get to talk about NXT, which we don't get to do a lot. If there's not an NXT pay-per-view that, you know, that we're talking about. Speaking of NXT pay-per-views, how about we bring back TakeOver, okay? I miss TakeOver. I know I'm not the only one. Stand and deliver, this name fucking sucks. It could die in a fire.
All they need to do is just add the name. NXT TakeOver, stand and deliver. NXT TakeOver.
No, that sucks too. Just TakeOver.
Well, I'm just saying. Just
I know.
I'm just saying, like, if... I think it would help, but I don't think it. I don't know. Who knows?
So while we're talking about NXT, I have a question for you, and I have a question for Throwback if he's still in the chat. So now that they have this whole partnership between TNA and WWE, do you see a NXT and TNA Worlds Collide show?
I do.
Yes,
I do see one happening. I don't know. When do I think it might be Mania weekend? That'd be pretty cool.
It's going to be super great if that ends up happening.
That's what I would like to see. But that's what I'd like to see. But if it's after that, I think we will see a dual pay-per-view. I also think, this is just my prediction, I think we will see a Revolution pay-per-view too again this year. Women's Revolution. Okay. Isn't that the name of it? Revolution? Or what was it? What was the women's pay-per-view? The one that they did a few years
ago. Revolution.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, this I think that's going to happen. That's my opinion.
Sure.
Yeah, that's all. I was just adding that since I was... But yeah, NXT and TNA, I think they will have a show, and I still think AJ Styles is going to be TNA champion. I do. I think that's going to happen. I really hope so anyways. That's the mark, I guess, in me, you know, like that's who I mark out for. There's nothing wrong with marking out.
I understand.
We all do, but that's my guy and that's your guy. And just
that's both our guy.
Yeah.
Rob, Maggie, AJ Styles. Yeah. And Kenny Omega. So, yes.
Kenneth Omega. We're going to talk about this. Yeah. Got two super chats here. Doc says the only reason I watched Twin Peaks is because of Maggie.
Wait. Jesus. So I don't know if I know I've said this to you, Rob, but I don't know if I've said this publicly. I really have no memory of it. But Doc has done probably one of the sweetest thing in the world for me because I love his voice so much. What he did was he recorded himself reading The Secret Diary of Laura Palmer, and he sent it to me. And to this day, this is probably the most touching thing that everyone's ever done to me because this took a lot of time and dedication and effort, and I will always be grateful for that. And yeah, it's okay, I'm getting all sad now. Let's just move on.
All right. Throwback sends us a super chat. He says, "Keep being awesome. I'm at work slinging tires that are made of rubber." Insert the dad joke here. Rob rocking the Metallica. Little man says hi, and he is the best in the world. So hit his music. All right.
Hug little Brody for us. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Yes. Thank you for the super chat. But yeah, NXT. I just don't see that match being a Mania match. I mean, I could see them. Could I see like multiple people in a match with them? Like a ladder match or something like that. Yeah, but not.
Okay, highlight Scott George's chat.
Let me see.
The last one.
Oh. Huh. NXT takeover coexisting. Yeah, pretty much. That'd be fine.
I won't even ask for money about that.
Yeah, Revolution's AEW. Evolution. Thank you. God, I knew there was something, like, it didn't seem right when I said it. It was Evolution.
Yeah, Evolution.
Why is this going? Okay, there we go. I said Revolution. That like that doesn't seem right.
I'm sure you meant Evolution.
Yeah, it's my first day. Oh, well. I guess that's breaking news. I did not know about this.
Is it breaking?
I assume, because I haven't... That's cool.
We can start talking about...
Yeah, so we're going to... For people that listen to the podcast right now, they don't know what I'm saying, because I'm trying to make sure that's on there, but somebody's saying Jordynne Grace has signed a 2-year contract with WWE, so it's awesome if that's the case. I haven't been able to look at Fightful Select or anything in the past 20 minutes, so, or 30 minutes.
Yes.
But yes, it's true, or yes, it's...
What is happening to my phone? Okay.
I don't know. But shows no, off the
trace. Listen, AJ Lee is trending on Twitter, and it's...
Oh, okay. Oh, never mind. He says, I think she might be not 100% sure. Okay, so there's that.
Yes, because I didn't see anything. So, yes, we can move on.
Oh, sorry. That's me. I can't even read either, I guess. Jordynne Grace is signed to WWE now is what he said. I thought it was a 2-year deal because I didn't finish reading, which is normal with me. So, it's my first day.
Oh, Robert.
Yeah, it's my first damn day. Again, how many of those do I have? But, you know...
Every Friday.
Yeah, every Friday. And But you know, the thing is, Maggie, I just
don't do
got
it.
Excited. No, I'm not. I got excited because I was thinking like Jordynne Grace in WWE. Like, I think it's going to happen. She's been seen at the Performance Center this past week. I mean, obviously, I think it's happening, but I do want it to happen, though. So, that's all. And what Maggie told me not to do is this.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
You?
Yep.
Fucker.
There's,
you?
Yeah.
Fucker.
Yep. Well, Maggie, let's move on. WWE Saturday Night Main Event is taking place tomorrow in San Antonio, Texas, I believe. Yes. Our friend Seahawk will be there, which is cool. I wonder if Caden will be there. I know you care.
Well, he said he didn't want to do this anymore, but this doesn't mean that he
he's
attending,
he's still a fan.
You know.
Yeah, he's still a fan. Sure. I'm willing to bet he'll be there. Because, you know, he doesn't want to miss Hulk Hogan.
I know that he was initially a part of the event, but is he going to be now?
I don't know, but I just can't see WWE doing that again. I think that's...
I mean, after Punk, buried him on the microphone.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Oh, anyways, we'll start off with this match, the Intercontinental title match. Bron Breakker defending his Intercontinental title against Sheamus. Sheamus has never won this Intercontinental title. It is about time he does. I like Bron Breakker, I do, but give the damn title to Sheamus already. Let him win this title. He wants to win this title. He deserves this title. Even if he doesn't keep it long, just let him win it. Just let him win it. He can lose it back on like the Raw after Rumble. Just give him the damn title already. That's what I'm saying, Triple H. I know you're watching. You watch all our shows. So hear me out, Paul. Just do it.
Triple Paul.
Triple Paul. Yeah. And thank you for the cheese that you sent me, too. Too soon. Anyways, I know he's not watching. That's what sucks. But Sheamus deserves this title, and I hope he gets it. Do I think he will? Yeah, I do. I'm sticking by it. Sheamus wins on Saturday night. There you go. You have it. You have it. There you go. What do you think?
I think there's no way Sheamus wins this match.
Son of a bitch, Maggie. You're supposed to be with me.
Hey, listen, we're honestly almost coexisting all time. Let us not be, on the same page about something. Also, I'm incredibly torn because I was supposed to be on the prediction show with SP3, but I couldn't because of work. And because, like, we've been on a roll for months and months now, SP3 and I, doing the prediction show on the True Heel Heat channel for every WWE event. And then I was like, well, that doesn't classify as a pay-per-view, right? It's not a pay-per-view. Yeah. So we're still on. Premium live event, I'm sorry. I understand all the parts that you made, all the points that you made. I understand. I love Sheamus, but I feel like he's gonna go down to history as the guy that who couldn't get the IC championship. I feel like they waited too long. And now the interest has, died. It's, I felt like they should have done this back when Gunther was IC champion. I feel like he was the one. I wish that he was the one. Because do you remember their match? Gunther versus Sheamus, the best match on the card. Was it a... it was WrestleMania, right?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah, it was Mania.
I feel like it was Mania. Bryn's here. She's gonna, she's gonna tell us if we're wrong. Thank you, Jay, sweetie. So, yes, I do feel like they waited too long. I don't think that Bron Breakker is quite ready to be beaten yet. Like, he was a bit absent from our TVs for a while, but he's there now, and I feel like he should, like, the whole, all the dogs are barking, you know, in the audience. I don't feel like this is the correct moment in which you strap him off of the title. Just saying.
Yep, for sure. So our next match is, speaking of Gunther, Gunther defending his title against Yeet, Jey Uso.
Rob, I'm scared.
Why?
Because... Damn it. Yeet! So, I'm scared because I think that WWE are... I'm incredibly happy about the reception that Jey Uso has been getting from the audience. I'm happy for the merch sales. I'm happy for him basically being a rock star every time he goes down the stairs in the audience from, you know, the rafters. I'm incredibly happy for the guy because he never experienced this when he was a part of the tag team. But now that he's a single superstar, he gets this big ovation from the audience. I feel like he deserves it. I haven't been enjoying his matches as much as I've been wanting to, but the amount of over that he is, no one can dispute that. And I feel like they're gonna strap the guy. And yeah. I'm scared because I feel like they're going towards Gunther versus Goldberg at WrestleMania, and I don't feel like this needs a title whatsoever. But damn it, man, I don't want that. I like Jey Uso. He's an entertainer, and I am entertained. But beating Gunther has to be a really important thing, you know. Yeah. And Ilya Dragunov and Braun Breaker and Sami Zayn being the three ones to pin or submit Gunther, that's a pretty big deal. And Jey Uso being up there, one of these things is not like the other. Again.
No, I agree.
I love Jey Uso. He's an incredible entertainer, but something doesn't add up there. So I'm going to pick Gunther here and hope that it happens. What do you think?
Yeah. Gunther's going to win, but would it shock me? Yeah, it would definitely shock me if Jey won, but Gunther's going to win this, in my opinion. I think that's the way they're going, and I don't blame them. You know, like that's the way to do it. I think Jey will eventually be a champion, a heavyweight champion, but I don't think it's this weekend by any means.
Via Gunther.
Yeah.
Also, Spencer's in the chat because he wrote in big ass letters and.
Nice.
Hi
Spencer, and I'm gonna let
hello,
you
read
the two super chats, or I'll read them, I guess. It's where'd it go? Or just one, I guess, left. Sorry. Hi Rob and Maggie. Who would win, AJ Styles versus HBK? Also, Rob, the best beard, how are you doing after the Vikings playoffs? Maggie, sorry about David Lynch. I'm doing okay, because I'm a Vikings fan and I'm used to
Yes, this is the exact same thing that Steven Jensen said. Like that.
Yeah. So, it is what it is. But thank you, and yeah. And there was something else I know I saw in chat that I wanted to bring up.
Yes, so. AJ Styles is gonna win against HBK. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Also,
yeah.
AJ Styles forever.
I don't know where it went, but Ricardo said that they got his mobility van for his son. He just got that. So congratulations, man.
Congratulations. I'm so glad.
Oh, so, hi, Spencer. Hope you're doing well, my friend. All right, Maggie, we go to our next match here after you're done coughing.
I'm trying.
Yeah, it's all good. Nia Jax taking on Rhea Ripley. I got Miss Rhea Ripley winning this match. I don't see them taking that title off her anytime soon. At least not till Mania. That's just my opinion. What are your thoughts on this?
Who do you think Rhea Ripley faces at WrestleMania?
Oh, God, right now I have no clue. I really don't.
Okay, who do you think wins the Rumble?
For the first time in forever, I have no idea. Like, it feels like wide open.
Right?
It does.
Right? It's so good. It's so good. Because in my mind, I feel like Io Shirai should win and face Rhea Ripley. That'd be cool. Yes. But on the other hand, I will forever be pushing for an NXT superstar to win the Rumble. And again, this is Roxanne Perez in my eyes. But then I got to thinking, what a good Money in the Bank winner Roxanne Perez will be.
Yeah.
And because it's incredibly hard talking about the Money in the Bank when the Royal Rumble hasn't even happened yet. So it's really, you know, hard. Yeah, I'm going to pick Rhea Ripley here. I don't think that this is a tough decision at all, whatsoever. Nia Jax is not winning championship from Rhea Ripley. She just won it back at the Raw debut on Netflix, right?
Yep.
That's when it happened. Yeah. Okay. So it's been 20 days.
Yeah. So not
18 days. Not that long. She's not losing.
Yeah. Just I don't see that happening at all. But I don't know who will win, but or like who will face Ripley at Mania, Scott, but it's just
Scott mentioned Charlotte. Okay, so listen. They started running vignettes about Charlotte Flair. And if they're going to go ahead and make Charlotte the one to that attack Jade backstage, this is stupid for, doing the vignettes. Yes. But on the other hand, I feel like they're going to make Jade the one to attack. Bianca the one to that attack Jade. Well, the thing that I want is for Naomi to end up being the one who attacked Jade, because the only person that benefited out of Jade being gone is Naomi, because she's tag team champion now. And Naomi, I feel like, will be incredibly interesting as a heel, because she only did it once with Tamina and Sasha Banks. And I feel like she didn't get the opportunity to shine enough, because Sasha Banks was a part of that group. And when Sasha's there, you can only get so little. If Charlotte Flair wins the Rumble and faces Tiffany, because that is a simple one right there. The thing is, I feel like Charlotte Flair will beat Tiffany Stratton, and I do not want that.
No, I don't either.
Yes. But again, exactly,
I will say this.
Like,
I am glad that Charlotte Flair will be back. I am glad, because I think
yes,
she needed.
Rob and I aren't the ones who bitch and moan about Charlotte, because in my eyes, it's really hard to bitch about someone who's that good in the ring and that good at their job. That's it.
He's injured. He'll be back soon, though.
Yeah, Ilya Dragunov is injured. He'll be back. Yes.
All right. The next, this one is not a match, but it's a contract signing, which with Mr. Heartbreak Kid, Jonathan Michaels, for the Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes championship ladder match at Royal Rumble So they're going to have a contract signing. I have a feeling that good old HBK is going to be getting hit by Kevin Owens or something. You know, I don't know what, but he's going to get hit because there's no other reason for him to be there other than the fact that they're in San Antonio. You know, like there's just like, what the hell is he there for? Like he's going to get hit. He's going to get attacked. That's the way you do it. You add more heat to him because we remember that we saw Triple H screaming at him at, was it a Raw or SmackDown when he was, or no, was that the last pay-per-view? I can't even
It was at the pay-per-view when you know, package pile driver, pile drive. Right. Yeah. And then he left with the championship.
Yeah.
You know, the winged eagle. Yeah.
And I think that's how they're going to do that again. They're going to get him and Triple H just yelling at each other. Because if you go after Shawn Michaels, you know, that's the big thing. That, look, we already know I suck at predictions, so there you go.
Okay. If you don't like Kevin Owens, you're wrong.
I do think a match will be added. Sean Garner asked, will a match be added? I do believe they'll have add at least one. I think we'll find out tonight on SmackDown.
Sure. Yes. So AJ Styles. I'm sorry. Kevin Owens. What? Why am I thinking about AJ? I know why. I know why. Because of Christopher Daniels retirement. That's why. So Kevin Owens I will always praise Kevin Owens when it comes to storyline because he's always the one to fill in logic gaps in WWE storytelling, and there's always story gaps. And if something doesn't make sense, just leave it to Kevin Owens to repair that. And because Sami Zayn, he was in the ring and he was like, I don't need the championship. I want the championship, which is another David Lynch thing, but just FYI. And then Kevin Owens comes out with the Wing Eagle championship. He stole from Cody. He didn't win it. He stole it from Cody. The son of a bitch. And then he was like, because previously, Rey Mysterio said that he was entering the Royal Rumble, and Kevin Owens came out and he was like, I hope you pick me to face as your champion.
Yeah, I love that so much. I loved that. I did. I thought that was fantastic when he did that.
I was laughing so much. Hey, I hope you choose me because we've never faced each other. And then he was like, with the title, and I'm like, why is this happening? This is so good. And then he faced Sami Zayn, and to which he said, I know I gave you a lot of crap when you joined Roman Reigns, but I finally understand why you did that because you're a good human being. And you forgive that. Yes, and you forgive people, and that's why you did it, and I appreciate that. We main event at WrestleMania as a tag team. How about we main event facing each other? So he was like, I will have your back at the Royal Rumble, and I know that you will have my back.
Yeah.
During the match, and I was like, "Ooh, yes, okay."
Yep.
This is, and storylines like this make me not know who the fuck is winning the Rumble this year, and I love this because I feel like CM Punk is gonna win the Rumble this year because this is the thing that he hasn't accomplished yet. And it's like with the whole line, I'm gonna throw out Hulk Hogan's ashy ass.
Okay.
Well, he said dusty, but I prefer ashy. And Hulkamania once and for all. And I'm like, oh, no, he didn't. This is really, really good. Also, he said a lot of stuff. He said, I've beaten Drew McIntyre previously. I've beaten Seth Rollins. And then he said, Sami Zayn is not on my level.
Yeah.
And there's a future match there, right there. Because I don't feel like I think that whatever CM Punk says, he says it for a reason. Everything. So I appreciate that. It's really good. And then you have Karrion Kross like talking about probably everyone, and then you have Penta. Rob, we didn't get the opportunity to talk about Penta because we didn't have a show last week. What do you think about...
Before we go to Penta, we got to get the last match, and then we'll go to Penta.
Okay.
So, the last match, that's scheduled right now. So, like, somebody asked in chat, I think it was Sean, that asked if we think there's going to be another match added. I do think there will be another one added. I think... And I don't know for sure. I think if there is going to be one, they'll announce it tonight. Or they could just do something like out of the blue tomorrow, but I think they would announce it tonight. Anyways, the last match, is Braun Strowman taking on Jacob Fatu. We could be really quick about this. Jacob Fatu's winning. There's no way.
Oh, Taylor, yeah, Jacob Braun Fatu Strowman was winning. Beat him. They started planting the seeds between, Jacob Fatu and Solo Sikoa. Because Solo Sikoa got out of the ring without saying anything, and then Solo was left in the ring. You know, you can see it in his eyes that he was puzzled that he got out before, you know, even say something. And then he got on the microphone and he said, "We don't care if you boo or cheer or, you know, anything." Yeah. You can see it coming. I hate you, Solo. You can see that coming. And then people say that the original Bloodline are going to reinform and they're going to have Jacob Fatu in there. But Jacob Fatu versus Solo Sikoa is a WrestleMania match in my eyes, because you can tell that people want to be cheering for Jacob Fatu. Mm-hmm. I mean, they already cheer for him, but like in a different kind of way. Yes. So,
you know, I honestly think that they'll keep Jacob Fatu as a heel, even though, and I think what they would do is turn Solo back to a face. I think that's what they would do. That's just my opinion.
Well, if the new regime in WWE is them listening to the fans, are gonna make Jacob Fatu a face.
Well, they should, yeah.
Yeah, but like, we'll see in the future. I mean, like, I can go both ways.
I'm such a kid.
It's not you. I heard it too. Yeah. I heard it too.
Jesus.
The moment I said it, I'm sorry. I do not go both ways. I'm sorry. If I did, I would have been way more happy, because sadly I'm attracted to men. So,
sadly.
Sadly.
I get it.
Yes. So, Penta. Tell me your thoughts.
My God. Okay. We are very, very, like, we're not anti anything. We don't, like, bury people often on the show at all. WWE made him a star in one night.
Such a star.
One night. Did more for him in one night than he got to do in AEW. And that's not necessarily, like, don't get me wrong, he was awesome in AEW.
He was.
A lot of people got to see him shine. But the fact is, he was the
greatest on Lucha Underground.
Correct, yeah. But the problem is, and this has been my biggest issue for the longest time with AEW, and it's a business decision, is their merchandise. They need a whole different, like, thing. Like, they are losing money because of the way they do their merchandise. And that's it. That's all I can say. They are losing money because of the way they do merchandise. And that's, sorry, that's just how I feel. And I think if you've gone to an AEW show, you know what I'm saying. Because if you've been to both shows, you've seen WWE's, like, set up at live events, and you've seen AEW's at live events. it's night and day. Like, there's just, there's no, in my opinion, no excuse for it. They are losing money because of the way they are not doing business. I mean, there's so many things, but they did so much. They're going to make that guy's, he's already, he might be one of the biggest faces of that company already. And, yeah. And what did I think about it? I loved it. I liked his entrance. I thought that was great.
You like his music though, because I'm not like a his fan. Music. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Do I like his music? It's,
yes.
It's, yeah, it's not bad for who made it. That's the best way to say it.
That's a low bar, Rob.
I know. That's my point. Bar. Like, it's not bad for who made it. You know, like, it could be better. Yeah. But, you know, that's just, but the thing is, there's so many matches I'm looking forward to. Like,
yes,
Maggie, just think about it. Give me an AJ Styles versus Penta match.
Stop
just
it.
A random Monday night.
Stop or it. Tuesday, AJ Wednesday Styles night, needs to Thursday heal up night. First.
Well, yeah, just that for sure. But let's just say, like, when he's good and come back and he's ready, just my God, you know, like. I would lose my mind if they give me that match, because it's one of the matches I've been wanting forever. But yeah, the whole thing looked good. He looks great. When his brother gets there, I think it's going to be great too.
Absolutely. Chad Gable was an incredible first opponent for Penta.
Yes.
I feel like Chad Gable deserves his flowers just as much. Penta is a wonderful performer. I refuse to get on this stream and say that AEW did nothing with him. They did. The Lucha Brothers were one of my all-time favorite tag teams on AEW. I'm not gonna pretend that I didn't like their time in AEW. From match number two in WWE, Penta was presented like a rock star with that pyro that he got from the second time he got out there. And he was facing Pete Dunne, which is another wonderful opponent for Penta. Yes, I am looking forward to everything. And when it comes to the AEW merch, where do I start, man? Because... Listen, you're going to London for All In, your biggest event yet. 83,000 people, and you have 10 t-shirts. You have 10 t-shirts. Impossible. That is a crime. Mm-hmm. And second of all, I don't think that you guys over at the States realize this. But if you're outside of the U.S., you get to shop from the global shop for AEW, correct?
Yep.
There's only t-shirts there. Nothing else. You can only get t-shirts from the global shop from AEW. You do not get the towels. You don't get the coffee mugs. You don't get the hoodies. I just want a hoodie.
Hoodie.
I just want a hoodie, okay? And I do not get a hoodie because it's not a t-shirt. And this sucks. And I feel like I should... Why does the rest of the world only get t-shirts? And you guys get everything else.
I've
wanted the Young Bucks coffee mug that said, because it's a play on words for Starbucks and Young Bucks. Mm-hmm. And it's a picture of Matt Jackson. I forever wanted that. I forever wanted the beach towel with the Young Bucks on it. I forever wanted that. But I couldn't get it because it's not a t-shirt. It's not a fucking t-shirt, which I only get from the AEW Global Shop. This shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah.
And yes, you are absolutely correct. The masks that Penta wore, I'm sorry, but like that, how can you not?
Yeah. And Colin makes a point that I do understand where he's coming from. Penta and Ray would not license themselves for AEW merchandise. They sold it on their own. And the reason they did that is because of the money.
There's a reason behind that. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the reason why, because the money wasn't there for him to do it. Like with Penta, he probably, what I'm guessing is he saw the amount of money with the merchandise and it made absolute sense, you know, like to do it. That's not 100% sure, you know, but I'm willing to bet, if I was to bet, that it came down to the reason they did not license their mask was because of the money situation, that they knew they could make more, and that's why they didn't do it. So my thing is, I completely understand in both ways. Like, in both ways, I understand. Like, you could still make some money, obviously, but, well, that's true. You can, but there's no reason why the company is basically, what I'm trying to say is, if you think you're worth more, you get what you want, you know. And I'm thinking they did not offer him enough, because otherwise the mask would be available. That's what it comes down to. That's my opinion, and from a business side, that's the only thing that makes sense in my opinion. That the money wasn't there for him to do it. Like, that's why he never licensed it. The money is there for him to do it in WWE because they get a lot more. Like, WWE's cost on merchandise now is a lot better because now they don't run it. They basically let Fanatics do everything. Mm-hmm. And that saves them a lot of money, but they also make a lot of money. So that's my opinion on it. And somebody said this earlier, and I don't know where it went, but somebody said the Canadian Dream Kevin Owens shirt, like, instead of the American Dream Dusty Rhodes. I would buy that in a second, even though I'm not Canadian. I would buy that in a second.
I would buy it in a second.
Yeah, I would absolutely love that shirt. But, okay. So, yeah, Penta was great.
Yes.
You want to talk a little AEW now?
How about Corey Graves?
Oh, yeah. Corey Graves. Forgot about him. That guy. He had an interesting couple weeks.
This was another thing that we didn't get the chance to talk about last week because we weren't on. Yes, he did have an interesting couple of weeks. Yes, you were saying.
Yeah. No, it's just very interesting with how it all went down. What were your thoughts about it?
Well, because I'm not a fly on the wall, and because I couldn't get an opportunity, I can't get an opportunity to understand what actually happened behind closed doors. The fact of the matter is that Pat McAfee came back and he got booted off to NXT. And I understand why Corey Graves was frustrated, because I don't know if I'm part of the few here, but I enjoy Corey Graves a lot on commentary. I found out that a lot of people do not like Corey Graves, which is news to me, because I'm a fan of his commentary. Like, he's gotten immensely good over the years, because when he first started, he wasn't that good. And having in mind that I don't pay attention much to commentary unless it's so unbearable and I just couldn't help it. Speaking about that, he got booted off to NXT. He didn't want to. That he said that he got a lot on his mind that he was going to share. And then he wasn't a part of, you know, the three-man booth. So before I go on, does a three-man booth work for you?
It can, yeah.
How?
I liked it a lot more like when Renee was there. I actually didn't mind it.
In WWE?
Yeah.
She was awful on commentary on WWE because she had...
She never got to talk.
She never got to talk. That's not on her.
I didn't think of that like aspect of it because she didn't get to talk. But in
you
AEW,
know what she would the only thing that she got to do was
that's pretty much true. I didn't think of that at all. Like that just totally like skipped my mind. I think it's mainly because I miss Renee in WWE. I thought she was fantastic. I think she's fantastic now. Don't get me wrong, but
she's way better now.
Yeah.
So in my mind, the only way a three-person booth works is if one of these people is a woman. That's the only reason why you could possibly have a third person on the table. If the two men at the table are extremely important and so good at their jobs, but you want to add a woman's voice there also, this is the only way to do it. This is, for me, it's the only reason why you should have a three-man booth. Because when talking about three-man booths, we cannot possibly not mention AEW, Tony Schiavone, Excalibur, and Taz. I'm so sorry. I know you're going to love this in kayfabe. I can only use Excalibur and Taz on the commentary table because in my eyes, Excalibur is one of the great commentators. I've learned to be so much in love with the way Excalibur carries himself on during his job. Somehow I only, because commentary for me is at its best when you only hear him when you have to. Like somehow they always get your attention when they have to.
Yeah.
And for me, Excalibur is one of the best comment for me. This will always be different people, different tastes. Taste on commentary. For me, Excalibur is one of the best. Taz, for me, provides an incredibly important insight on every wrestling move that they're doing in the ring. And for me, for that sole purpose, he cannot be replaced. Also, I enjoy his voice intensity, and I feel like he's awesome. So,
Maggie.
Yes, sorry. What happened?
They did make the shirt.
The Canadian shirt?
Yeah. Ophelia just sent it to me.
They made the shirt?
Yeah, I'm going to post it on here.
Buy the shirt.
I will. Let's see here. Just but
buy the shirt.
Whoops. Gotta fix this first. I'll post it here in a second, but go ahead.
Yes. So so Corey Graves got booted to NXT. And this is a hard pill to swallow because you can see/hear that Vic Joseph is barely keeping it together with Booker T on the table. And now you get Corey Graves, and if you paid attention on this week's NXT, there was a solid minute that Corey Graves said nothing because he was trying to understand what the hell was going on at that commentary table, which will always bother me because I love Booker T. And every time that he gets a backstage segment in which he talks to Roxanne Perez, which he's had once, by the way. I know I said every time, but he's had it this once. And he sounds like a normal person, you know, the old Booker T that we all know and love, you know? And I was like, where's this Booker T? Why did we get that weird sounding, strange, you know, Booker T on the announce table and he's actually normal and incredibly pleasant. You know, the Booker T that we all know and love. And this is crazy, man. I don't know. I don't know why NXT would need a three-man booth. Seriously, I have no idea. But I'll guess we'll see. It's actually low-key kind of fun, but not in a good way.
Yeah. and I completely understand, like, Corey's frustration. I mean, he's been there for the company when they needed him. You know what I mean? Like, he's moved, like, from color commentary to being the main commentator. He's done pay-per-views. He's done all this stuff for years, and now it's just taken away because they bring in, granted, they bring in somebody that a lot of people have heard of, like the non-wrestling fans, like Joe Tessitore. I remember he covered Monday Night Football games for a little while, and he's done college football as long as I can remember, or it seems like it anyways. But I mean, don't get me wrong, Joe Tessitore does a great job too. It's just one of those things where it's unfortunate, you know. That's just my opinion. I like Vic Joseph. I like Corey Graves. I actually like all their commentators, like their main commentators. So, yeah, it's just one of those things where, unfortunately, it just kind of cuts him out. And I don't like that it's him, because I think he does a great job. He's a great heel manager. Or he's great when he's on there with McAfee. Like, I love those two when they're on. And that's why I kind of wish that he was on Raw more than anything, but I don't know. But again, it's a three-man booth if you go that route. And yeah, thanks. That sounded great too. Uh-huh.
No, anyway. No, Corey in the chat, his last chat.
Jesus Christ, Corey.
No, not this.
No, I know. I saw it. Yeah. Rob seems Tessitore here. Yeah, pretty close. Damn it.
Tessitore. Not
yeah, that's what I said, Tessitore.
Tessitore.
Tessitore, that's what I said.
You said Tessitore.
That's what he has here.
Tessitore.
Yeah. If I sing, okay. You know what? Who's on first? Who's on third?
Jesus. Oh. It's fine. Yes. You were saying.
I forgot where I was at, so it's okay.
I understand.
We move on.
Yes.
AEW Dynamite. Whew. You know, it's very interesting show. I liked the beginning. I loved the beginning. I thought it was one of their best opening segments in a long time. I gotta find the tweet that Will Ospreay retweeted, but what did you think of this?
Yeah, so we both agreed on two key things. One of them being that we both hate the fact that SmackDown is 3 hours long now, and it's been dragging a lot, and I hate it because we love SmackDown when it was 2 hours, and we were like, are we going to love 3 hours worth of SmackDown? We do not. We hate it.
No.
And the other thing, fucking barf, the other thing that we both agreed on is that lately we thought as if Dynamite had, AEW as a whole, had no direction, like, whatsoever. And this entire thing changed when Kenny Omega came back. I understand, and I am one of the people also who state that for me, Hangman is probably the main character in AEW because his character development has been all over the place, and he's had more he's been probably one of the most important figures in AEW history.
Yeah.
And the dramatic way in which he has been struggling with his persona in kayfabe, of course, will always be incredibly fascinating to me. And I also love Hangman.
Yeah.
But no, I feel like Kenny Omega is the heart and soul of AEW.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with that 100%.
Yes. What were you going to say? Yes.
Well, just with Hangman, I was skipping ahead there, but do you think they're trying to move him back to being a face?
I am.
Yeah.
Do you want to just talk about it now and then go back to Kenny on Will?
You sure?
Yeah. Okay. So the thing that happened was on last week's collision, there was a Texas death match between Hangman and Christopher Daniels. So this week, Hangman beat a jobber that MJF shooed out of the ring. So yeah. I'm excited about that also. So it was perfectly clear that because Hangman took the Angel's wings, right?
Yeah.
Yes, from Christopher Daniels. After he beat the jobber, he continued beating ever literally shit out of him. So I'm sorry for not knowing the wrestler's name. I'm so sorry. I'm so unprofessional. The kid did good, by the way. And then Christopher Daniels came out and he was like, my doctors advised me not to wrestle again. So you actually ended my career and I'm happy. And I hope you're happy now. So I'm so happy that they didn't say that this was his retirement match because they turned it into a storyline. And because Hangman is so good at his facial expressions and his body language, he was always good at that. And the internal struggle that Hangman had because he was like, oh, but I didn't want that to happen. I didn't want that for you. Oopsie. And this was so good, man. Like, he's struggling so much. And you can see that he didn't want to do that. I mean, he wanted to take out his frustrations on Christopher Daniels, but he in no way wanted him to end his career whatsoever. So I'm anxious to see where this goes. And I'm anxious to see where this leads the Elite to. Because Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Hangman, Adam Page, they were always building together. They were always building together. I don't care what you say. That moment in which the Young Bucks are standing in the ring with their pose and Kenny Omega and Hangman Adam Page are singing Carry On My Wayward Son to each other. This is forever imprinted in my brain as one of the hottest things I've ever seen. And again, they will forever be linked with each other. Now, going back to Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega. So this is the funniest thing in the world. Because tell me you laughed with me as I was watching this segment. Because let me, you know, explain what happened, you know, for the people who didn't watch. So Will Ospreay gets out of the ring. He tells Kenny Omega to come out, and then Kenny comes out to battle cry. They heard me. They're watching the show. They heard me.
Tony Khan and Triple H, they both listen and watch this show.
They both listen. Thank you for battle cry. I cried. Thank you. This was an incredible... Yes, I love battle cry that much.
No, I know. I just...
Yes. So... Will was like, I'm glad you're not dead. And I'm like, okay, this is a great opener, Will. And he says that he's been trying to save the title from Moxley, but then every time he ran into the Don Callis family, and I'm like, when did this happen? When did you try to get to Moxley? Where was I? When? And yeah, so this was weird. And then Kenny Omega got on the microphone and he was like, I know exactly when we last met. Like, you stabbed me in the back just to prove to yourself that you're better than me. And it actually took diverticulitis for these people to notice who you are. This was a great line and I loved it. And Kenny was like, hell no, I will not, you know, join forces with you. And then Don Callis came out, because here's the awesome part of this whole feud and this whole bit was if Don Callis wasn't such a piece of shit, this could have worked out great for him, because Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay would have fought each other because they hated each other so much. If Don Callis didn't come out in this very second. But because his head is so big that he decided to come out and interrupt them before they could get their frustrations out and actually brawl, because this was where this was going. But Don Callis came out, and then Kenny Omega started, you know, he wanted to fight him, but then he ran into, you know, the family. And Will Ospreay was so conflicted. You could see in his face, because Will Ospreay is so over the moon with his angry expressions when he's babyface. I love that. And then he came out and then just, you know, joined Kenny Omega and started fighting the family, Takeshita, and you know, everyone, the entire Don Callis family. So Will Ospreay wanted to suplex Lance Archer on a merch table outside.
Yeah.
And then he was like, "Oi, join me." And then Kenny Omega came and they both suplexed Lance Archer on the merch table. And then we got to the point of the double moonsault outside the ring. So, okay. The way this was shot was really crappy because they missed it. They basically missed it because they were focused on Will Ospreay, and then we got to see Kenny's legs do this. And then, but like the moonsault that Will Ospreay did was the cleanest shit that I've ever seen. Totally unlike my underwear.
God, Jesus.
This was so good. And
do you get what you just said there? Like, I mean,
yeah, I shot my pants. This was so good.
Okay.
This was so good.
Soupy. Yeah. I'm going to need you to clip that for me for sure.
So they got on the mic afterwards. No, they climbed the thing, you know. And Kenny Omega surprisingly has a microphone in his hand. And he was like, "Yeah, we're doing it then, Grand Slam, bitches." And then, so, yeah,
no,
what?
Go ahead. No, just finish up.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, the truck started his music and he was like, no. And then he did the goodbye and good night bang thing. And then he said, "Now hit my music because I am afraid of heights." And then he would say, yeah. This was the best. I love this because it started off so incredibly serious. It then got into such a wonderful brawl that they took their time. They did a bunch of awesome things. And then it ended with a comic bit. Yeah. I love this because for the longest time, I was like, I miss those hard-hitting, fast-paced 8-man tag team matches to open up a Dynamite during the pandemic era. I missed those, and then they did that. I love that. What you were going to say?
Well, no, like what you were saying about how it turned, like how it was a really good segment, you know. And this is the tweet I was talking about that Will retweeted. Bitches be like, "Can't stand her fake ass," and then 10 minutes later, me and the bestie just. And you can see Will's like laughing at the top. But I mean, it's like, yeah, thanks, you know.
Yes, because like this was John Cena levels of no. You remember Bray Wyatt? "Oh, face me at WrestleMania." No. And then literally 20 seconds after, "Yeah, okay, I'll face you at WrestleMania." Yeah. This is the same thing. John Cena levels of no. Like that. So, do you want to praise Harley Cameron singing, and then we end the show? And
yeah, I'll praise Harley Cameron anytime.
Our bestie,
yeah, our friend of the show.
Yes.
Yeah, it was great. I love that that she's getting more popular by the day. I love that. She's great. She's hilarious. So fans love her, you know, like she's Harley Cameron. So there you go. I mean, I'm getting red now thinking about it. So go ahead.
Incredibly entertaining. I'm so in awe of, like, from her in-ring capabilities. She shouldn't be this good. She really shouldn't be this good. After so few matches that she's had in the ring. I'm glad that Mercedes Moné said, well, you haven't won anything. Why would I give you a championship opportunity? So now it's their job to give her some wins for them to, you know, build towards a Grand Slam match.
Yeah, there you go. I agree. Well, Maggie, plug your shit. Oh, before we do that, TNA was live last night. I just wanted to mention that. It was a really good show. I'm glad they got to do a live show. I hope they get to do more in the future. They had a great crowd. You got to see some NXT. Axiom defeated the Rascals. Wesley helped distract the referee. Or he distracted the referee, and it just... And then his guys caused the Rascals to lose, so they're kind of going back to that, which is good, because at least they're doing a storyline there. So
yes, they are.
Joe Henry, popular as he can be, got to see Matt Cardona show up. Was not expecting that. And then they got a new face that came in to the show last night, Mance Warner.
So that was really Mance cool. Warner and Matt Cardona for PCO. That's
Yeah, what PCO did, man. Ooh, I mean, I understand his frustration, but damn. Mm-hmm. I like how they covered it, though. Steph DeLander did really well. Like, I got this in the divorce, she said. Like, she brought the title out. I was like, oh, that's pretty smart. I like that.
That's so smart. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, so the next Live Impact is going to be, our researcher says, our good friend and researcher says, next Live Impact is on February 20th from Full Sail University. It's going to be awesome that seeing that
partnership going. Back. Yeah.
Yeah. Just seeing Full Sail back is great.
Absolutely. Yeah. I kind of miss Full Sail. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I do too. Like, SmackDown hasn't been the same.
Yeah.
Or sorry. Not SmackDown. NXT.
NXT. You. I understood what you were saying. Thank you.
Yeah, that's really about it. I think, you have tomorrow night. You also have on TNT, you have AW Collision, the homecoming. So we will see
in Jacksonville.
We will see
the card is really good for Collision.
Yeah. But we'll see Toni Storm and, Mariah May. Thank you. In the ring. They're going to have their little, they'll be in the ring for the first time together since ever. This one, the rookie Toni Storm. Forgot about that.
Yes.
Takeshita versus Shibata. Then there's another title match that I forgot about. Who was that? I can't remember the other title match, but I know they have. I know Takeshita's defending his title. Got two big shows tomorrow night. So.
Well, that is the big show.
Oh, there you go. I was like, what are you doing? I don't get it.
I got it now.
So, yeah, I got you now. I smell what the Maggie's cooking there.
Sure. You don't have any jokes?
No, I don't, actually. I don't.
Damn it.
Oh, there's only one tag match, I guess, or championship match tomorrow night. There's a trios match also on Homecoming. You got the Undisputed Kingdom taking on Daniel Garcia and 2.0. And then Gates of Agony taking on Brody King and Buddy Matthews.
Yes, all the dogs are barking.
Yeah, that's going to be a meat slapping.
They're going to be fine without Malakai Black. I'm just bummed out that this is the way that things transpired. Again, I have no idea what happened. I'm not there. but I wish it was under better circumstances. I just want the best for everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
So, all right, Maggie, we'll plug your shit.
Guys, you can follow me on Twixter at Maggie_IK, on Instagram where I post love stuff because I'm Jesus. No. At Instagram at Maggie.IK and on Instagram. Oh, no, wait. And on Blue Sky. Thank you. At Maggie-IK, which is the weirdest thing ever to say. Rob, plug your shit too.
Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram and Threads at FightForRob and Blue Sky at RobWilkins.blahblahblah, whatever it is, bluesky.com. So, yeah, we will see you guys next week for our Royal Rumble prediction show. And, yeah, that's it. Want to say thank you again for tuning in, and we will see you guys next
week. Leave a like on the video. Thank you. And leave a comment below after you're done watching. Leave a comment below. It helps us out a lot in the algorithm. Thank you guys so much.
Peace. See you guys later.
Watch Thank you David. For tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.